The House is expected to approve as early as today a huge spending package worth nearly $400 billion. It incorporates 11 separate spending bills left unfinished by the last Congress, and it includes critical funds for Homeland Security and hundreds of other federal programs. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's been the effect of having these bills on the shelf all this time?
There's the practical effect of that more than a third of the fiscal year has gone by now without the federal government having approved funding for this fiscal year. And so most federal programs, except for the military, which has had its spending bills approved, have been limping along at last year's funding levels, and this has left many of them shortchanged. There's also the effect on Congress. Much of the work that Congress has done in this 108th session, which began last month, has really been the work of the last Congress, the 107th, including these spending bills. They spent a lot of time on this. There's also the political effect of Congress looking like it is stalemated. And in many ways, this is symptomatic of the fact that we have a very closely divided Congress in both the House and the Senate. In the last Congress, they couldn't reach an agreement on spending levels because Senate Democrats failed to pass a budget. House Republicans couldn't agree among themselves. But now that Republicans are in charge of both chambers, they really have nobody to blame for not getting the spending package done except themselves.
Is it hassles over Homeland Security holding things up?
Well, the Homeland Security fights were really in the Senate, where Democrats lost those fights since they were in the minority when those were decided in January. But the bigger questions that held this up were over issues such as education. Congress, in the end, is appropriating more than $3 billion above what President Bush had requested for federal funding for education this year. There was also a lot of discussion over drought aid for farmers, more than $3 billion of it. And it's still not quite clear how this is going to be paid for, but members of Congress from both parties insist this has to be done. There was also a lot of discussion about environmental provisions, and it appears that this final package will contain provisions that environmentalists are worried about. It looks like the Tongass National Forest in Alaska. There will be a decision made by the Forest Service about whether roads can be built there or not, and this bill would block any legal challenges to that. It would also allow timber companies to manage forests on federal lands, and environmental groups are worried that this could lead to clear cutting in exchange for that. Those are the things that have been holding up the spending package in the last few weeks.
Well, then what's the procedure to get the money flowing now?
The House has to approve this. They may do that as soon as today, and then it would go over to the Senate for its approval. Presumably, this has all been worked out. Vice President Cheney has been involved in the negotiations, and it would go on to the White House for President Bush's signature.
And he wants that Homeland Security money, so he's not going to veto it, right?
I don't think he would veto it, especially with the vice president's participation in these negotiations. But there are some provisions in there that he probably doesn't like. The Pentagon has this program called Total Information Awareness, where it would be going into emails and other personal information in the drive to root out terrorists. That's being effectively blocked by this. And also, this spending package is more than $12 billion above the ceiling that President Bush had set for it. But a lot of that expansion in spending has been at the request of President Bush, mostly for military and intelligence purposes, so I don't think he'd block that. The bigger problem is that there is only about $100 billion left in revenues coming into the federal government this year, and this is a $400 billion spending package. The rest of it is going to have to be paid through deficit spending.
NPR's David Wellner.